Hi, this is Dan Draper, Dipper's father. Things in the house are finally getting back to normal since the funeral. My wife still occasionally has tears or depression, but I try to help her by letting her know how proud her mother was of her. I admit that it's difficult for me to completely relate. Both my parents are still alive in Colorado, although they are seriously considering moving to Texas. I guess they're getting tired of the winters there. We're also beginning to finalize plans for the house expansion. It's quite extensive, but the major work will be done outside next summer, be enclosed by autumn, and the interior work done by Christmas. We're adding a screened patio and master bedroom with full bath downstairs, a sound studio and additional storage room upstairs, while rearranging the size of two of the bedrooms and the bath. If done right, this place could eventually become a nice bed and breakfast for someone. Stargazer never fooled me for a second with his bravado face during and after the funeral. I could tell he was hurting bad, but could not let it out lest others around him falter as well. That changed a few days ago after he and Sarah returned from visiting the gravesite. Sometimes, a wife can be a shoulder to cry on. Men aren't the only pillar of the family, I know that well enough. Me, my physical therapy is excruciating, but I am determined to get my life back. The doctors recommended some type of activity on a regular basis, but nothing too strenuous. They recommended golf or bowling. I decided to join the league, being the cheaper alternative and one I can do all year round. I do enjoy the social aspect of it as well, despite the smoking. I'm no anti-smoking zealot, but I do admit that I end up sneezing a lot after league nights. I am officially retired from the Air Force now, with a few new ribbons to go with my others. I'm active in the Veterans Association and help with Honor Flight, which gets war veterans to D.C. to see the memorials erected in their honor. I usually use the wheelchair at those meetings, as it tends to break the ice with older vets. I am very grateful to be home, though. I miss my wife and son terribly overseas. It's one of the things I promised myself when I got married, that no child of mine would ever be neglected the way... No, that's not fair to my father. He thought he did his best. Still, a day doesn't go by that I don't thank God for my son. You never really understand the heart of a parent until you are one. Little Dipper, as I used to call him, has helped my heart grow more than I thought possible, especially since he started really growing up. I am so proud of him, I can't express it. He's an imp, as most boys are at that age, but still does things I never dreamed he could do. Nevertheless, he still has some problems he needs to deal with, such as his occasional bouts of insomnia. I was about to head to bed when I noticed the light on in his room. He was sitting up in bed reading a comic book.
Dipper, why aren't you asleep yet?
I'm sorry, Dad. I tried. I can't stop thinking.
Thinking? About what?
Everything. So much has changed, and it keeps on changing. What am I going to do when I get older? When are you going to be out of that wheelchair for good? What are we going to do when the baby comes?
Son, you know we don't have answers to those questions.
I know, but I can't stop.
What can I do to help you sleep?
Dad, I'm kind of embarrassed to ask this, but could you sing me to sleep?
Dipper, aren't you a bit old for lullabies?
Yeah, I know, but just this once, please.
I can't sing like you or Birch can.
I don't care, because it's you that's singing, Dad.
Okay, okay.
Good night, my angel, time to close your eyes and save those questions for another day. I think I know what you've been asking me. I think you know what I've been trying to say. I promise I will never leave you, and you should always know. Wherever you may go, no matter where you are, I never will be far away. Good night, my angel, now it's time to sleep. And still so many things I want to say. Remember all the the songs you sang for me when we went sailing on an emerald bay. And like a boat out on the ocean, I'm rocking you to sleep. The water's dark and deep inside this ancient heart. You'll always be a part of me.
Dad?
Hmm?
Why didn't you become a singer like Uncle Birch?
Oh, I'm not that good, son.
Yes, you are. You could have been rich and famous.
Ah, trust me, son. I'm richer in more ways than you realize.
Good night, my angel, now it's time to dream. And dream how wonderful your life will be. Someday your child may cry, and if you sing this lullaby, then in your heart there will always be a part of me. Someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on and on. They never die, that's how you and I will be.
Dipper? Dipper? Good night, my angel.